And they never did catch me.
Did you ever hear that called trading with nasty whiskey?
I hear they come in, told my wife, says, is there anything here hot in pepper sauce? She said, yeah, I got some in the kitchen.
You wanted to hang up a picture, you take a nail and
take some screws.
And hit it with the, or?
No, you take the screw, it's got a loop in it like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a small one. Screw it in that picture and then tie you, or do you, or hang it on. They got hangers.
Mm-hmm. What if you wanted to fasten two boards together? You could take a nail and hit it with a...
Take car gates and put them together. That is, if you didn't want to leave no bridges on them. If you wanted to make something out of it and put it stationary, mm-hmm. you take boards and put them crossways this way and nail them all together through that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd have a wall or a door or whatever you want on the table.
What do you hit the nails with?
Hammer.
And you say, put the hammer and what the nails in?
You drove them in there with the ball or hammer.
Okay. And if the nails didn't get in far enough, you say it's got to be what in further?
Well, sometimes we use a nail set on these headless nails
mm-hmm.
to tap them in far enough the paint won't show up on your paint.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever, talking about the whiskey again, did you ever, say if you wanted to, if your father was carrying some whiskey someplace, and you were going along with them, did you ever hear, say if you were sitting on the whiskey, as the child was, did you ever hear the expression of riding his pony or riding a horse, referring to carrying the whiskey? And on some houses, on the outside, you have boards that lap over each other like
that's,
this?
That's shiplap.
Okay. Any other name?
Some call it siding. But the way I always put it on, the shiplap dropped over one another.
Mm-hmm.
And the drop siding fit down half and half.
Mm-hmm.
It come half inch over the outside, had a half inch cut in up here, the other one up in.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't, rain wouldn't blow in there.
Say if I'm talking about someone driving a car, you say, he has never...
He never drove before, looked like.
Okay, or he doesn't know how to...
Don't know how to handle it.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
Shut it.
And where would you store stove wood? Where would you keep that?
Under a shed, most of the time.
What about tools? Where would they be kept?
I got them scattered everywhere. Car house got a lot in it. I got $1,000 worth of carpenter tools and blacksmith tools together.
Uh-huh. Before they had bathrooms, in some houses, what did they call the buildings that they had outside?
Toilets.
Any other names for them?
That's the only name I ever knew.
Did you ever hear any joking names people had? And
what do you mean? Are these names that give them a nickname or something?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. They called my daddy, his name was Solomon. Everybody nearly called him Soggy.
Uh-huh. What sort of, where you growing up, what was the farm you grew up on like? I mean, what kind of animals did you have and what did you keep from them?
Cows and hogs, mules and horses.
Where would they all be kept?
Kept them faster. We never did run nothing outside like a lot of people did.
How come you didn't run them outside?
You just hunt them up when you want them.
What shelters did you have for them? What buildings?
Had big barn, big cribs and sheds on the side of them and around them. Mm-hmm. And stand on. Had a lot better than they got now.
Any other names for cribs?
Barns.
Is that the same?
Built on something similar, same order.
store corn?
In the crib.
Mm-hmm. Was that part of the barn or the same thing as the barn?
Some built them a corn. They used to build them a corn crib off to itself. Try to keep the rats out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we always just sold out in a big log room, bigger than this. And just piled it in there.
Mm-hmm. Where would you store grain?
Now, we didn't have no grain on peas. Put them in the cotton house, got ready to thrash them. The man come around with thrashing, we'd thrash them.
Uh-huh.
Put them in barrels.
Did you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
Oh, yeah. That one of them boys of mine worked in the wheat fields.
Uh-huh.
Several years ago, a whole summer, where there's combines and thrashing and grinding and everything.
Uh-huh. And you heard of a